Portions of this program are pre-recorded. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Right, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a ton going on. And listen, when I say ton, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a ton going on today. It is the midterms eve. We've all been waiting for this moment for a long time. And Carrie, I went ahead and got a couple of interviews today.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good.
Let's take a guess on how many interviews we'll have today.
I'm going to say 3.
Good guess. Mm-hmm. Way off. Way off.
5.
Nope.
6. How are you going to do? How are you going to do all that in 3 hours?
Sam, how many interviews do I have today? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh.
7.
Wow.
We did not go long form today, though. We did long form for a couple.
Oh, okay.
But we've got 7. We're going to have Dr. Oz running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Doug Mastriano running for governor in Pennsylvania. Cassie Garcia, representative, state of Texas. Chip Roy, a representative in the state of Texas. We've got Kay Smythe, a lot of Elon Musk news there. Ron Johnson, senator, great state of Wisconsin. Sam, are there more? I think there are more, aren't there?
Well, there are 7.
Was that 7 that I just said? Because I feel like there are more. Carrie, what I'm saying is we are not even playing around when it comes to the midterm, to the midterms.
I can understand that. You're doing that for the people.
I'm taking 3 months off after tomorrow.
Can I do that too, please?
Oh, I also have Tina 40, who's taking on AOC in New York. And yeah,
wow,
that's
look
it.
At
that's
you.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm just going to press play and go take a nap.
Okay.
Now, a lot of these races are close. A lot of them aren't. But I mean, the Johnson race is very close. Mastriano, very close. Oz, very close.
Mm-hmm.
Cassie Garcia, very close. So much money being spent by Cuellar's side. 40, now, Tina 40 in New York thinks that she's got a chance. The numbers don't bear that out, but I think she's great. We had to have her back on today to fill us in on that. And I spent a good long time with Mehmet Oz. So let's just do this thing.
Yeah, that'll be it. That'll be a good one. Yeah, looking forward
to it.
It's a
Monday. Let's do this. Let's get the song of the day going. It is the Chocolate Voice. How are you, by the way?
Fantastic.
I cannot argue. I think you are fantastic. I'm not going to disagree today.
Thank you.
Polo's making it happen equally as fantastic. Sam Fabuloso. Yeah, so I'm like, just got a wild hair today, and I get a hold of Sam and Monica, and I said, I want like 8 interviews today.
It
all these people like jump on the phone like last second. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe there might be something wrong with me.
Yes.
But you got Joe Biden out there over the weekend. Wait, are you agreeing that there's something wrong with me?
I was agreeing with you. I was.
Wow.
Just trying to be a friend. Just trying to be a friend.
But maybe it's me, but Joe Biden's out there over the weekend saying, we're going to end coal. He's in Pennsylvania where there's a bunch of coal plants. Talking about ending coal plants. We're shutting them all down. And people are like, yeah, why would we vote for the guy that you're out here stumping for? Why would we ever vote for somebody that you tell us to vote for as you tell us that you're shutting down our jobs?
Yeah.
I don't know why they let him out. Oh, yeah, no more drilling.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, there will be no more drilling. Don't even ask.
I understand.
About the drilling.
That is what he said.
Because you know how much drilling they're going to be doing from now on?
No more. None. Zero.
Done.
Zilch.
Nada. Niente. Squat. Goose egg. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Zero.
So, again, it's close between Fetterman and Oz. It's close between Shapiro and Mastriano. The president of the United States thought he would go into the state that fracks and drills and does coal and say, hey, good news. We're shutting all that down. Vote for this guy or that guy. I'm like, really? That's what you're doing today? And I'm thinking, I don't understand. So I asked Mastriano about that. I asked Oz about that as well. I don't understand. And now Obama goes out there, democracy's on the ballot. No, it's not. Democracy is the ballot. I don't know why that's so hard to understand. Democracy is not on the ballot. Democracy is the ballot. The fact that we get to go and vote and decide who's going to represent us. It's not hard to conceive of this concept. Democracy is not on the ballot. What they mean when they say democracy is on the ballot is our control and rule of your lives is on the ballot. And you can't let those mean people on the other side who want all that freedom and liberty, you can't let them, you know, jump into your brain and somehow sway your vote. Talk to Cassie Garcia. Guess who's on the border today stumping for Henry Cuellar?
Former President Bill Clinton.
What the hell's he doing there? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's going to go and help? I mean, Biden hasn't gone to the border.
Dr. Jill Biden was in Houston over the weekend.
Oh, well, that's probably going to help with the doctor there. Great doctor. Could be the Surgeon General. I think that she did open heart surgery while she was there.
I don't think that happened. But
oh, she didn't?
No.
Oh, it's an Ed.D. She's got an education doctorate. I get it.
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg told me that she'd be a great Surgeon General. I thought that I should believe Whoopi.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to get with all these people. And you know who jumps out at me is Mastriano. Because the national media wants people in Pennsylvania, those of you watching and listening right now, to think that for some reason, Josh Shapiro is going to win. He's the attorney general in the state of Pennsylvania. He's the guy who can fix what's wrong with Pennsylvania right now because he's the chief law enforcement officer. And just moments ago, I caught up with the guy who's taking him on for governor. We've got Doug Mastriano now. He's out there on the campaign trail in Philadelphia, actually in Pennsylvania. But I know, Doug, that you've spent a lot of time in Philadelphia. First of all, how are you feeling today? And are you getting any sleep at all tonight, do you think?
We feel fantastic. My wife and I have been in Philly. Yesterday, we did two events in Philly. I mean, in the backyard of my opponent here. And the people were just, we had more people at those two events combined than Joe Biden and Barack Obama pulled into their events. It was fantastic, Joe.
Well, it was kind of amazing that they're pulling out the big guns. You got Biden in there telling people he's going to stop all the coal production. That's not good for Pennsylvania, hello. And he's going to stop any new drilling. And then Obama goes in there. He talks about how this is all about democracy. Democracy's on the ballot. Fetterman shows up at his rally and all the flags blow over. I don't know. It seems like a higher power is on your side right now, Doug. Yeah, and as I watch all this, isn't Shapiro in a position right now, especially in Philadelphia, to where he could have quelled the crime that's happening there?
Yeah, Shapiro, my opponent, is the AG for 6 years now, and crime's gone through the roof. The guy has turned his back on the people of Pennsylvania. You talk about divine intervention. I mean, so we were at the Trump rally 15 miles away from where Fetterman spoke and the flags dropped down. And as my wife and I were speaking in the pre-show to the Trump crowd, literally the clouds parted, the sun came out, we had this massive double rainbow. I kid you not.
Well, you sent me the video. It's true. I mean, it's really there. I'll try to show that if I can to those who are watching. But, I mean, honest to God, there's something else going on here. Now, most people want to act like it's a very, very tight race and that you're even behind a little bit. What are you hearing?
Yeah, we don't see that on the ground at all here. I think we're going to be R+12 turnout tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be a blowout.
And I hope you're right. It's Doug Mastriano. He's out there on the campaign trail running for governor of the great state of Pennsylvania. You know, Doug, I just want to go back to this a second, because in most states, the attorney general is the top law enforcement officer. Is that what it is in Pennsylvania?
It is. He owns law and order, and it's, things are collapsing. We saw the mayhem in the Mayfair district of Wawa. We see Wawa leaving the city. We see record murders, record homicides, record fentanyl deaths here, sex trafficking. And this goon here hasn't lifted a finger to help the people of Pennsylvania. We need to throw the bum out in this case here. He's too dangerous for our state.
Well, I mean, quite literally, he has the ability today as the attorney general to turn things around and make it safer for those in Pennsylvania. And for some reason, he's just not doing it. I mean, is it just that he's a radical, that he wants no cash bail, that he wants to feel like, hey, look, our crime numbers are down because he's not enforcing crime? Do we know why he's doing this?
Yeah, he's a radical leftist here. I mean, he's the extremist in this race here. The irony, of course, they call anyone who disagrees with him extremist. But when the Summer of Love, when the city was burning and there was, you know, lawlessness in the streets there, he stood aside. He let the stores be looted, didn't hold criminals accountable. On his watch, together with Fetterman, about 10,000 people early released, cashless bail. I mean, it's ridiculous. And he will shut down our energy sector, too, by the way. So just to make matters worse, he's in the pocket of the Democrat Party.
Well, as you told me last time we spoke, he's not even like Fetterman, who has flip-flopped on fracking. He's just anti-fracking, period.
He's anti-fracking, anti-energy. He has all this dark money coming in here. He's beholden to the school unions. He even hosted, Joe, a drag queen bingo for high school kids. I mean, this guy's over the top nuts.
Drag queen bingo.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Invited high school kids for high school credit to go.
What is the mindset? Now, by the way, those watching and listening in Pennsylvania, Shapiro is afraid to debate you. And you've even offered to give him like a 3-foot box so he's the same height. So, I mean,
and Donna Brazil, too.
Right, oh, yeah. Donna Brazil can get all the questions beforehand and give them to you. What do you think that's all about? And again, the lame excuse, I'm not going to do it because Mastriano's going to make a spectacle out of it, and he's going to talk over me, and he's going to be mean, and he's going to be a big, mean, you know, army guy. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. What do you think the real reason is? His issues, his stances don't hold any water.
As bad as Fetterman was, he turned up, and I think he's afraid I'd mop the floor with him. I'd make Fetterman look good. I'd hit Shapiro so hard. I'd smoke like a cheap cigar. So.
Well, there you go. What's on the agenda for the rest of today into tomorrow? And Pennsylvania is one of those states, Doug, that scares me because we're not going to know who wins some of these races for several days there.
So we're actually, we have our last campaign stop in literally my opponent's backyard. When he comes to my county, he can draw, you know, a small crowd, but we have people lined up around the building the way that you get in, probably 500-600 people waiting to see us in Josh Shapiro's backyard.
Nice.
Wherever we go, we have record crowds. I mean, we had an event down the street here, 1,000 turned up. It's fantastic.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, listen, I hope to God that Pennsylvania makes the right choice. I think they're ready. It doesn't really matter if they're blue or if they're red. They're sick and tired of crime being out of control. They're sick and tired of the education where they have no say in how their kids are being educated. And they're sick and tired of the attacks on the energy sector, which is so important to the great state of Pennsylvania. Give me like 20 seconds to implore those watching and listening why they should vote for you.
Yeah, if you want law and order, I'm your guy. If you want to end the sanctuary state, I'm the guy. If you want choice in education, if you want to have the wokeness out of our schools, I mean, I'm your guy. Shapiro is the opposite. It's about one word, freedom.
Boom. That's very, very well said. Doug, we think the world of you. I hope that you come out of this as the governor of the great state of Pennsylvania and fix that place where it's been broken by a lot of bad management for a long time. Good luck to you, brother, and we'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, Joe. I love you, man. God bless.
All right, brother. Back at you. We appreciate having Doug. He was out there on the campaign trail, out there in Philadelphia, out there trying to make it happen, out there with his wife. They just saw him the stump. And again, he's seeing incredible crowds as he's out there. And then you see Obama show up and Biden show up and Fetterman and Shapiro and so on. And they're not getting the same sort of numbers. And there's a reason why. People are not excited about what they've seen happen over the last 2 years. They are excited about what can happen going forward. I hope he's right about voter turnout being plus 12 for the Republicans tomorrow. That would be great. Your thoughts on what's going to happen tomorrow? Your thoughts on key races? Your thoughts, have you voted? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Singing today. We're too busy. Got election coverage. Let's go to another interview. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go to another interview.
That's better than singing. Yes.
That's rude,
man. Do it.
What's wrong with you? 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Glad to have you. Yeah, we got 6 more interviews coming your way. Do not touch that dial. There's a lot going on today. And a lot of people just have, literally, like 5 minutes before the show started, I'm finishing up these interviews.
Wow.
Yeah, bam, bam,
busy
bam.
And
we've got the hotline out to a lot more people. If they just show up during the show, call and we'll just put them on.
Awesome. That's the way to do
it. Put them right on. Listen, we're not playing. We want to bring the sucker home tomorrow because I am taking a year off after
you
this.
You can't and you won't. You would never do that anyway. Even 3 months. It's a joke. You wouldn't. You won't take a day off, will you? You won't.
I took one day off for COVID.
I took one day.
Because I was talking, I couldn't. It was just sounded like a gremlin. I couldn't talk. So there you go. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you that, listen, the money situation is not looking good in this country. In fact, the Fed has printed nearly $9 trillion in just the last year. The dollar is losing value because of ridiculous action like that. I want you to go check out diversifying your portfolio with Physical Gold and Silver. The only company I trust is Gold Co. They earn a gold star in my book, and thousands of Americans agree. Gold Co. has placed over $1 billion in precious metals. I'm here to ask you, can you continue to afford rising prices, the decline of the dollar? I'm saying probably not. I urge you not to miss out on what could be the biggest gold and silver boom of our generation. That's why I want you to visit the website they made just for you because you listen to my program or you watch my program, goldco.com/pags, goldco.com/PAGS. Because when you do, you're not only going to get the chance to protect your retirement savings with gold and silver, but as one of my listeners, you could get up to $10,000 or even more in free silver just for doing it. Don't miss out. Go to that website right now, goldco.com/PAGS, goldco.com/PAGS. Make it happen right now. AJ.
Big time Motown, Joe Pags. You know I've been waiting on this day coming up tomorrow.
Come on, man. Big time. Come on, AJ.
Hey, I'm going out there and I'm going to shake them and bake them and put ours all up and down the road, baby. It's got to go.
AJ, let me ask you something. You guys going to dump that Lena Hidalgo out in Harris County? Is she going to be gone? Because she's a horrible county judge, man.
I hope so, because I'm sure going to vote against her myself. Yeah. I'm dang going to show. I ain't scared to tell it. I'm going to vote against her like a bad habit.
Good.
And boy, that dang going to trump them two rallies he gave him, one in the rain. Obama and them couldn't even fill a dang on gym up. That's a shame. Trump say, I love it. Hey, this is a big time rally in the rain. The man stood out in the rain, Motown. I love that bad boy. He got one in Ohio tonight, too. So this is it, people. I'm going to be nice tonight. And let's get ready. Everybody, go vote.
Are they bringing it home?
Don't complain if you don't vote.
Hey, are they bringing it home tomorrow or not?
They're going to bring it home, Motown. Okay. And if they come out with this stop count bull crap, I'm going to go through the TV.
Don't break your TV.
I'm telling you, you need the TV. Right,
well, here's the thing. We already know in Pennsylvania they're going to wait like 2 or 3 days. We already know in Georgia they're going to start playing games. AJ, you and I, about the same age, I don't remember ever doing this garbage where you have to wait a week to find out who won.
I know, right? And Biden come out, it'd be weeks before. I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, you better hope it ain't going to be weeks, because we going to call foul again, and that's just the way it's going to be, Motown.
Yes, sir.
But everybody, go vote and get ready. And you know I'm going to call you after everything
Absolutely.
Is said and done.
Can't wait to talk to you. All right, brother.
Come on, America.
We appreciate
Do your
you.
Thing. God bless America. Come on.
All right, AJ, we love you. There you go, AJ. He called it, he's done. He's in, he's out. He's because you know we're going to hear from AJ again either tomorrow or the next day. He's going to be either really happy or he's going to be very, very fired up.
Absolutely.
You know that's going to happen. Steve in Florida, talk to me. Let's go.
Hey, it's like I agree with AJ. So I went to an event today. It was like Mrs. DeSantis was there, Attorney General Ashley Moody, Senator Tom Wright, Matt Waltz, and it was fantastic. What I love about Florida, I wish that every place is like what Ashley Moody does here is the attorney general. She will lock your behind up if you do something wrong. She is like on top of everything.
Yeah.
I love our law and order state. I think is like Corey Mills. He was there today. It was like, I hope him gets reelected. I hope Tom Wright gets reelected. Ashley Moody is like, I hope DeSantis tomorrow. So I'm hoping everybody who's listening to this in Florida, vote, 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 and let's get these people in and get America back on track.
There you go, Stephen. I appreciate that. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. That's really the thing, and this is objectively true. You don't see the excitement on the left. You're seeing the excitement on the right. You're seeing Republicans and conservatives saying, look, we've got a real chance to do something positive here and fix something here. Enough of this. And I really do feel that groundswell for the right. And even if you're a Democrat, even if you're a moderate, even if you're an independent, you're looking at voting for conservatives because we have now lived through almost 2 years of how bad things can be. The elite got richer, the elite got more power, the elite got more control, and the little guys, us, we're suffering. Now, I went and filled up the tank today. $2.99, Carrie, where I filled up my tank today.
Mm-hmm. That's still
Any
too
predictions
much.
From you, news lady? On how high it's going to go after Election Day, because you know it's going up.
I know. I maybe probably another at least 15, 20 cents a gallon.
I think it'll skyrocket almost immediately.
Yeah.
15 or 20. I think you're right. And by the way, when I talked to Chip Roy, he said that Biden has depleted half of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And you can't do that anymore because we're going to be empty.
Ooh, that's scary.
So those prices have to go up. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.